Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and I want to welcome you to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show here on this Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. We're exactly 1 week away from Harvest Day. I'm not going to call it Halloween on this program. I'm not going to call it that. I'm going to call it Harvest Day because I just don't want. But it's so great to be with you tonight. It's always an honor for me every night that I do this. It really is an honor. I enjoy doing it. For right now, it's something God has called me to. Ultimately, my dream is being a sportscaster. But doing this allows me an opportunity to also speak the word of God into you folks. That's why on nights like tonight, we have a lot of football to get to and game one of the World Series to talk about. But before we do that, we're going to settle down and study the Word of God for a little while. Folks, my alarm is set for 7:25. So at 7:25, we're going to start talking about football. And as far as what games I have, we will talk about that when that time comes. Right now, though, I'm here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road, across from Kmart. We're northwest of an Admiral/Marathon gas station, and we are southeast of a Disability Network of MidMichigan office. I'm here at McDonald's, kind of near the front door. There are a lot of kids in the playroom. However, thankfully, there is a wall up, and we are far enough from the playroom that should not interfere too much with this broadcast. Usually, I wouldn't mind hearing the kids and that. You know, I like a lot of noise and stuff, but at the same time, I like it when it's somewhat quiet and allows us to have a good quality program, because what good is it if you can barely hear me because all this other noise is going on? So part of that is because of, especially when we're talking about the Word of God, and there's things that I feel like the Holy Spirit wants me to say, and I'm trying to talk to you guys about this stuff. So, it's awesome. So, ticket update. Jenny, did I hear you say you were getting a frappuccino?
I got a fry.
Large?
Yes. I don't remember now.
Did you total end up being that 264? If you got a large, it should have been 264.
I don't remember what my total was.
It would have been 370 if you got a large and a medium. Did you get the one that had the tickets, or did you just get the other foot size?
I don't know. I forgot.
If you got the ticket size, we're doing a live peel.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, and we got to do it so that it's one at a time. Because I had tickets Monday night?
Medium.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, an iced tea would have them, too. Oh, never try getting a medium because they wouldn't give it to you right now.
Right.
But anyhow, I have a ticket update. As a matter of fact, it is. We can still say breaking news because it was like within the last hour or so. In fact, it was like within the last 15 minutes. That horrible 0-for-14 streak that I talked about and whined about a little bit on Monday night, that came to a delightful end. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, off my medium cup, I won a red box rental. I won a red box rental, which I gave to Donut. And then the first ticket off my large fry, I peel it, and I won a medium fry. But then the last ticket, 20 entry tokens. But I got some entry token things to enter in online so that I can see if I can win some big prizes or something. There is only 1 week to play. I do want to caution. May run out of game pieces before others. So starting with like this weekend, might be a good idea when you go to get to McDonald's or on your way there to call in and ask, do you guys still have the Trick Treat win tickets on the various items that you wish to purchase? They told me right now that they have them on everything. But you'll just want to start checking the next couple days because the contest does end on Harvest Day. October 31st is the last day. So keep that in mind, folks. You know, I was thinking about something. Well, this would be kind of cool, actually, if there were game tokens falling down from that Cumberland Falls, you know, in Kentucky, that 69-foot waterfall. That would be so cool if there were game pieces falling down from that thing.
Yeah.
That'd be, oh, man, I'd have my hand out. I'd be just grabbing, like, several hundred tickets. And I'd have someone, like, singing to me the tickets. You got this one is another medium fry. No, you got another McFlurry. Oh, but you got 20 entry tokens. You got 100 entry tokens. You got 5 entry tokens. You won, you know, whatever else you got. Oh, and you now got the $50,000. That'd be kind of cool nonetheless, but I always believe whenever McDonald's does one of these that I'm a winner. And I always say that Jesus is going to help me win, particularly the big prizes. Nothing's too small for him, so I'm sure he helps me win medium fries and stuff, too. I know he does. Because he helps us no matter what. And Jesus wants us to win in life. He really does. Sort of why I love him. And I always say that through Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I want to let you know one of my favorite donuts of all time. I'm talking about the, I'm talking about this banana pudding donut from Julie Darling Donuts down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Quite honestly, I wish donut shops from like out of state would ship. Do you bet some? Do you bet that one in Chattanooga might ship?
I don't know.
In a way, I kind of hope so. I like it even better with free shipping, but still, you know, there's. And you know what else I figured out? I figured out that in Chattanooga there is another amazing donut shop that I've never even went to yet that has tons of flavors of donuts. Next time I'm in that area, I must go to that shop because the donut man, that's me. If I were to have another stage name besides just Miracle Man, it might be the Donut Man. And then, who's here with me tonight? Really, her real name is Jenny, but as a stage name, I'd give it Donut or Donut Queen, even. Because, yeah, a lot of times you got to have a stage name that's different from your own name. That's kind of why we picked Miracle Man for me. As for Football Central, I just stick with my Miracle Man name because I have thought about being known as coach, even though I've never coached a game in my life. So what good does that do? And then I thought about Mr. Football, and I was like, no, I'm sure other guys have that. So I just stick with Miracle Man. But who knows, maybe next year if I'm still doing this, I might have thought of a name by then. But I'm just going to do the quick intro, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord. Because I haven't yet read you the faith chapter this week. And I want to read, want to go to Judges chapter 1. So, I want to encourage you listeners, please, 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 tell other listeners about the show. Please tell them. Your friends, your enemies, coworkers, people you see in the grocery store, run into, maybe at the pumpkin patch or something, maybe at the, who you are. Just tell people about this show. Tell people, you know, a great man talks about miracles, faith, sports. It's a good mix. Tell people about the show. And here's what you can tell them. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com. After you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, I want you to type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay. After you've typed that in, you'll see a link. This link says Living Large. I want you to click on that. Then you'll see a little bubble, the Preacher and the Miracle Man. That's us. And then when you get on that, we want you to slam that follow button. Hit that thing. Because when you hit that like button, you're going to start getting notified as we get ready to do our shows. For example, next Monday, 6:30, same thing. Here at McDonald's, Miracle Man, Blog Talk Radio Show, Faith, Fun, Football. Tuesday, same thing. And then we will be doing one on Wednesday. I am still thinking about the time, but there will be a show. Guaranteed. Yes, there will be. And I want to remind you of something. Folks, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. I say this because we do all kinds of stuff on our phones. Pay bills, make phone calls, send texts, go on Facebook, go on Twitter Bopper, go on YouTube or SpewTube, depending on how you use it. You know, if you put stuff on there, what do you put on there? And if you just watch it, what are you watching? That determines whether or not YouTuber. But we do all those kinds of things on the phone. Some of you got a puzzle game on there. I do. I'm working on a USA level right now, and I love it. But why not use it, the technology, for something that's going to save your life, your soul from hell? Because I have the Word of God. On this Blog Talk Radio show, we give you the Word of God. Yes, we do sports. Yes, I do a silly monologue. Yes, yes, and yes. But the most important thing is I have the Word of God. Amen. We have a telephone number that you can call in and be a part. You can call in for prayer. You can call in if you want to thank me, you love what I'm doing. You can call in and correct me if you think, well, Miracle Man, you're doing a good job, you're doing an awesome job, but could you do this? Well, yes, I'd be open to your correction, whatever you want to say. And we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. In addition, it's a family show, so we just want to make sure that you're not going to come on this program and say things that you wouldn't want God to hear you say. I'm not talking about anything about sports. I'm talking about, like, vulgarity and stuff. But just keep it clean and don't talk about politics. If you insist on talking about politics, I'm going to tell you to vote. I'm also going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over you. Now about this voting thing. I strongly encourage you. Research, 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 research. Research the proposals. Research the candidates. Vote the whole ballot. If all you do is go vote for your governor, you don't fill in the parts of the ballot that are the proposals. You don't fill in the parts that are for your city council or your township council or whatever. Don't fill in the parts, you know, for the Michigan Supreme Court or whatever state court. I encourage you, vote the whole ballot. Also, please, 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 please vote Bible. I'm going to make a statement that's kind of funny. After that, there won't be any more politics tonight. My pastor said he pastors three groups of people. Republicans, Democrats, and those who are too dumb to vote. Don't you think that's pretty funny, don't it?
You think that's funny?
Yeah. Yeah, what party are you from? Oh, I'm from the too dumb to vote party. All right, it's funny, but guess what? I am putting away the politics for the rest of the night, and now then I'm going to give out the phone number, and we're going to pray and get into the Word, because time just can't stop for whatever reason, and I want to give you the Word of the Lord. So, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, please, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into the live show, please press 1 now. After you press 1, you'll be taken to the call screener, and then Jennifer will pick up the phone. She'll let me know that we have a caller. Now, I'm just going to ask you, please state your name, city, and state. And that's just so we can properly identify you. Because when you just say hello, it's better to say, John from Grand Rapids, you're on the Miracle Man Show. What say you? That's the best way to go about it. So we'll want you to give your name and where you're calling from. Plus, it lets us know kind of what places we're reaching. Cool that way, too. But at any rate, hopefully we can get some great calls tonight. Now, we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for this evening. I thank you for these great listeners that have joined this program from near and from far away. I thank you that you bless them for joining this programming tonight, hearing my voice. I thank you that they have come to receive of your word and of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you know what they have need of beyond any idea that I could ever figure out. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will come with ears ready to hear and a mind ready to receive of your great word this evening, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you use me as an oracle this evening, and that I would say what you would have me say. And I thank you, Lord, I confess over this program tonight, God, that finances would come into this program, increases in audience would come into this program, partners and sponsors would come into this program, and new equipment would come into this program. But more important than any of this, souls from the north, south, east, west, across the oceans, come on board this program and listen to what you have to say, Jesus, through me. And yes, they'll get to hear my predictions and me call teams silly names. But most importantly, they'll hear what you have to say, Lord. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's go to Judges chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank God for a nice cold Coca-Cola. You know, a lot of preachers, when they'll be up in their pulpit, they'll be drinking a nice cold glass of water. Maybe some kind of tea or something or whatever mixed in their water, whatever. Me, I like to drink a nice cold Coca-Cola while I'm teaching, if I'm drinking something, while I'm bringing you the word, because there's no beverage like it. All right. I just want to encourage you. If I sing, you know the lyrics, sing along. As I open my Bible to study the word for a few minutes, you study along with me. As I pray, you pray. So whatever I do at McDonald's, you just go ahead and do it wherever you are. Amen. After the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites? The Lord answered, Judah is to go. I have given the land into their hands. Then the men of Judah said to the Simeonites, their brothers, come up with us into the territory allotted to us to fight against the Canaanites. We, in turn, will go with you and into yours. So the Simeonites went with them. When Judah attacked, the Lord gave the Canaanites and Perizzites into their hands, and they struck down 10,000 men at Bezek. It was there that they found Adonai Bezek, and fought against him, the Canaanites and Perizzites. Adonai Bezek fled, but they chased him, and they caught him. And caught off his thumbs and his big toes. Then Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off under my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. And the men of Judah attacked Jerusalem also and took it. They put the city to the sword and set it on fire. After that, the men of Judah down to fight against the Canaanites living in the hill country, the Negev and the western foothills. They advanced against the Canaanites living in Hebron, formerly called Kiriath Arba, and they defeated Shibeah, Hedamim, and Talmai. From there, they advanced against the people living in Debar, formerly called Kiryat Sefer. And Caleb said, I will give my daughter Akasha in marriage to the man who attacked and captures Kiryat Sefer. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter, Akasha, to him in marriage. One day, when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. Just turn the page. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, what can I do for you? She replied, do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water. Then Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. And the descendants of Moses' father-in-law, the Kenite, went up from the city of palms with the men of Judah to live among the people of the desert of Judah in the Negev near Arad. Then the men of Judah went to the Simeonites, their brothers, and attacked the Canaanites, living in, totally destroyed the city. Therefore, it was called Hamah. The men of Judah also took Gaza, Akram, and Ekron, each city with its territory. The Lord was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains because they had iron chariots. As Moses had promised, Hebron was given to Caleb, who drove from it the three sons of Anak. The Benjamites, however, they failed to dislodge the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the Benjamites. Now the house of Joseph attacked Bethel, and the Lord was with them. When they sent men to spy out Bethel, formerly called Luz, the spies saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, show us how to get into the city, and we will see that you are treated well. So he showed them, and they put the city to the sword, but spared the man and his whole family. He then went to the land of the Hittites, where he built a city, and he called it Luz, which is its name to this day. But Manasseh did not drive out the people of Bethshan or Canaan or Dor or Aram or Megiddo and their surrounding territories. For the Canaanites were determined to live in that land. When Israel became strong, oppressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but never drove them out completely. Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites living in Gezer. But the Canaanites continued to live there among them. Neither did Jezulun drive out the Canaanites. Hang on, I turned the page. Living in Kerion or Navalab, who remained among them, but they did subject them into forced labor, nor did Asher drive out those living in Echo or Sidon or Adlab or Aknib or and because of this, the people of lived among the Canaanites, inhabitants of the land. Neither did Naphtali drive out those living in Beth Shemesh or Beth Anath. But the Naphtalites' son lived among the Canaanites, inhabitants of the land, and those living in Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath, who became forced laborers for them. Amorites confined the Danites to the hill country, not allowing them to come down into the plains. And the Amorites were determined also to hold out in Mount Perez, Ajalon, and Shemel. But when the power of the house of Joseph increased, they too were pressed into forced labor. The boundary of the Amorites was from Skopdan Pass to Selah and beyond. Just check the time. All right. Let's go to Hebrews 11 real quick. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Come on, open your Bible and study with me. It's the faith chapter. Faith. Faith, 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 faith.
What are you doing?
I know, every time I am... I gotta try to...
Pastors love to hear pages turning and checks being ripped out of checkbooks. All right. Let's go begin with verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he came by faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was unable to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. They had been if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through faith, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him and saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Instead, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Just check my time. Routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced tears and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sodden too. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered about in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, you think about these old timers. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Think about Joshua. You think about Moses. Those people that came before us. You know, none of those people exactly received what they had been believing for. But you want to know what? God made it so that only together with us would those people be made perfect. He made it so that it would be better for us. God did that so that we would receive our healings and our breakthroughs that we believe in God for, because I know God has a plan for me. I know God's the healer. There's not a doubt of my mind, not a shadow of one, that God makes a way where there seems to not be any way. He does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And you think about Joshua. He was a winner. He won the Battle of Jericho. It wasn't no close game. That wall came tumbling down. That was total destruction. He didn't win it on his own. God helped him. This little exhortation, I'm calling it Mountain Moving Faith. Let's look at David, Goliath. Well, Goliath would be like this huge defensive lineman that would be blocking the way. It'd be like if David was a quarterback and he has all his stuff, you know, he has his wide receiver, he has his running back, he has the team. But then you'd have Goliath, and he had all his stuff, his spear, his javelin, his other stuff. And David, he just had the Holy Spirit. So it'd be like him just having the little stones, but just having much smaller wide receivers or something than what Goliath did. And David destroyed Goliath. It was not close. He dismantled Goliath. Now, Goliath tried to attack, but he wasn't successful. David won. David moved the mountain, Goliath, out of the way. Then he went after that bear, took it down. He fought the lion, he fought the bear. He was victorious. God wants to help us win. He wants to see us win in life. He wants to see us win over sicknesses and diseases. No, God didn't put us sickness and disease upon us. But if we get them, then God will help us to get healed from them. Before moving to sports, yes, I'm going to pray. I feel like the Lord also wants me to pray for those who need a healing in their bodies. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that this word would just get on the inside of us right now. This idea that you have made us more than conquerors. You have made us victorious. Thank you that through you, Jesus, we can do anything. Through you, Jesus, we can kill giants. We can just destroy the things that to us might look so big and so powerful and so mighty. But you're the almighty and powerful one. And I give you praise and honor and glory. And Lord, I also thank you for this great word tonight, that we're going to do this word. We're going to have faith in you. Shut off this alarm. Now we are back. Good evening, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of Football Central here on the Miracle Man Show. And it's so glad to have you wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing tonight. Maybe if you're doing the fantasy football thing, you might be putting in your stuff before tomorrow night. Picking some players, thinking about who you're going to sit, who you're going to bench, why. But hope you're having a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And I just want to say that Football Central is always fueled by Dairy Queen and the delicious the delicious pumpkin pie blizzard. That's right. the pumpkin pie blizzard at Dairy Queen is just so awesome. It's one of the best blizzards you'll ever know. Real pieces, real pumpkin pie in this blizzard. It's awesome. Available at Dairy Queen for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. All right. Now, some headlines, and then we'll get into picking the games. Midland. We'll start with high school. Midland High has to go down to Swartz Creek on Friday to take on the Dragons. Dow High on Friday, they get to go down and take on the Flushing Raiders. they could be the Toilets because, after all, the name is Flushing. But I'm going to get off of that, and I'm just going to call them the Raiders now. Clarkston, the Wolves, up in Division One, they get to host Lake Orion in a battle of OAA red teams. And then Michigan State, they get back to their winning ways after they suffered a loss to Michigan. Lions take on the Bears on Sunday. In addition, that's what we have this weekend, folks. Let's get started now. We will start with high school football. Midland goes down to Swartz Creek to take on the Dragons. 7 p.m. Friday night. Just off Miller Road there in Swartz Creek. They take on a Dragons team that has lost of their last two games. And, by the way, three of their last four. So they won all the way weeks 1-5, lost in week 6, won in week 7, but lost again, got blown out in week 8, lost 34-27 in week 9. These losses are to an undefeated Flint Hamity team, Fenton, Ortonville, Brandon. That's who all they've lost to. Midland, on the other hand, started off 0-2. But has won 6 of their last 7 since then. Both of them are 6-3. Why are they in Flint and not in Midland, you may ask? I think we can attribute that to that terrible loss to Flint Common Ainsworth. You were there with me that second half when Midland gave up all those points.
Oh, I was.
That was bad. Midland did not look very good, did they?
They were not playing good, no.
What?
They were not playing very well.
And quite honestly, I wish the MHSAA could think about that and go, you know, that was old stuff. You know, let's just – really, if you think about it, Swartz Creek should almost be paying because they just suffered a loss to Brandon themselves, to Ortonville Brandon. But instead, Midland's got to go on the road. If Midland had beaten Common Ainsworth, I can guarantee, almost guarantee, Millen would have been home. No, they would have been at home, because this is just assuming that the district was drawn the same way. Then you would have one seed Flushing, two seed Midland, three seed Swartz Creek, four seed Quad. I'm going to get over, speaking of Wad, I'm going to get to that Flushing Wad game in a minute, in a few minutes. But right now we're talking about Midland. Well, Swartz Creek does have a good running game. They run the ball a lot more than they pass it, just like Midland. But their offensive schemes are quite a bit different. So Midland all have to make sure that they use their defensive backs really well, really wisely, and that they're able to read what Swartz Creek is trying to do. From what I understand, they do have some size too on us, but fundamentally, Midland has scored a few more points than Swartz Creek. But they've given up a lot more. They've given up 214 points, Swartz Creek has. Midland's only given up like 148. With that in mind, you're saying, well, Miracle Man, who are you going to pick? Well, being what I just told you, being what's transpired down in the creek the last couple weeks, I think Midland is riding some big momentum, because let me tell you, that interception, the last play of the Midland Dow game, that was huge. Or should I say huge? I will say huge, in fact. That was huge. And I think Midland will use that to their advantage. I think they'll go down to the creek and get themselves a win. I think you'll see it be close. Being that Swartz Creek has given up a good amount of points, you're going to see Midland 33. Okay, no, I'm going to do some nicknames, some sort of nicknames. Comics 33. Schwarzenegger 30. That'd be a good name. That kind of flows, doesn't it? Schwarzenegger?
It does, yeah.
Comics Schwarzenegger. Get the idea? And then, so now, let's go over to the other side of this Region 2, District 1, Free District. We have Flushing taking on Flushing, who's 7-2, should easily be 8-1, but then you'd probably have Swartz Creek possibly out of the playoffs, or you may not. It's hard to tell, but they're 7-2, taking on a Dow team who is 5-4, who likes Swartz Creek, has lost both of their last two games. By a combined 12 points. It'd be different if it was by a combined like 5 points or 6 points, their last two losses. Now, what do I see? I haven't seen an article yet about Swartz Creek Flushing. I will tell you this about Flushing, though. They've scored pretty close to an equal amount of points as Dow. Unlike Dow, who's given up 150 points, Flushing has only given up 98. So I take it as they have either some very large, or even if they're not huge, just some very good and accurate defensive linemen to only have given up 96 points so far. Keep in mind, Midland several years back had a defensive line that had only given up like 70 points or 78 through 9 games. You kind of remember that? That one up from like 11 years ago?
Yeah.
That even though they had a loss, after that they just totally went on a huge roll. I remember that myself because I was at a lot of those games myself. And then I even went to down to where I'm blank. But what do I think? Well, I think you will see two teams playing with a lot of heart. I think it's all going to be about heart. Dow will be showing that they deserve to be here, even though some things happened the first 2 weeks that shouldn't happen, and then the last 2 weeks. I do, however, think you will see Flushing come out on top. So, what do I think? We see Flushing, LaGuardia. Oh, LaGuardia is right next to Flushing, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I don't think I've heard that.
LaGuardia Airport, New York City.
Oh.
Queens. Oh. Flushing's in Queens.
Probably.
So, let me think. Queens, 33. Flushing, LaGuardia, Queens, 33. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 28. You see where I got that from, right? Dow Jones Industrial Average, get the idea?
Yeah.
Yep, so Queens, 33. Dow Jones Industrial, 28. So then what would happen in the district championship? What would happen would be that it would be Midland, presuming they win, at Flushing. If Dow is able to surprise us all and get themselves a win, like what I expect Midland to do, then you would have Midland hosting Dow at Community Stadium on Friday, November 2nd. And I have every right to assume that that would be a 7 o'clock kick. We're going to go over to up to Division One. We have Clarkston taking on Lake Orion. In a big rivalry game. Clarkston Lake Orion is always a big deal up there in Division One in that OAA red. Lake Orion is back in after missing the playoffs last year with a 4-5 record. This year they're in. And they are an upstart. Clarkston did lose 2 of their last 3 games. They don't quite have what they had last year. I was at Clarkston's last 2 games last year, by the way, the semifinals and Ford Field. And what do I think? I think you're going to see another hotly contested matchup down there in Clarkston. What do I think? Last train to Clarksville, 26, Orion Lohr. Oh, let me think here. Is there anyone famous that you know of named Orion?
No, not
Orion Lore is someone that, you've heard of that name, someone from Midland, right?
Yeah.
So we'll just say this. Last train to Clarksville, 26, Orion, 21. No, I'll just say Ryan.
Yeah.
So I'll just say it this way. Last train to Clarksville, 26, Ryan, 21. So that's all I have there. Then you would have Clarkston versus the winner of Oxford and whoever that other team is. Which would probably be at Clarkston again, which to me would be surprising, even though Oxford beat them in Clarkston a couple weeks ago. And by the way, those nicknames that you heard me using, I got the idea from this guy called the Son of Swami, who likes to predict high school football around Michigan. And he comes up with some really good ones. He's called Midland Chemical Spills before. I decided to do something else. That's why I'm calling him the Comics. He calls Dow Jones Industrial Average. That Clarksville thing, I borrowed that from him. He is called Lake Orion, so I tried to come up with something different. So, thanks to Son of Swami. By the way, Son of Swami, I'm sure you're not listening, but even if you were, I hope you wouldn't mind that I did that. But I will use it in the next couple games that I pick. So, let's go to NCAA. You have Michigan is on their bye week. So, we have Sparty taking on, I believe it's Rutgers. You have Michigan State looking to get back on the winning track after they suffered a 21-7 beatdown by Michigan on Saturday in East Lansing. Lurkey has been doing decent, but for whatever reason, I don't know why they're not doing as well as they were last year. I don't know why. They're just not, for whatever reason. I think it's kind of funny, to be honest. I thought Michigan State was going to be a little better than Michigan. However, Michigan State just had their third loss, and Michigan hasn't lost a game in a very long time. Was rather early in the season. So, they're playing Rutgers. I think their defense and their offensive line will get back together. I think they're going to get back to work. I do expect them to step up to the plate and get a win. So, give me Izzo, 26, the Rut, 20. You've heard of Izzo, right? Tom Izzo from Michigan State Spartans basketball.
Yeah.
They got that guy, that Son of Swami, he likes to call East Lansing High School East Izzo, you know. And then Rutgers get the idea, so I call him the Rut, you know.
Yeah.
So, now, Lions hosting the Bears in a key NFC North game on Sunday evening. On Sunday in Detroit. Detroit's back to 500. Their offense has been doing good. for them. Their defense, however, needs to improve. They've given up over 20 points both of the last two games. Which would be okay, except for part of how they've been giving up some of those points. And the Bears are a team that, even though they started off great, they have been struggling a little bit. So they had been doing really good, but you kind of have one team is rising, the other's falling. Teams kind of going the other way, and on Sunday they collide with each other at Ford Field in downtown Detroit. What am I thinking? Lions 28, the Bears 24. Actually, no, let me rephrase that. Lion King 28, Bear Claws 24. That sounds like a better one, doesn't it? Like a better nickname?
Yeah.
Lion King? Because I've been kind of improvising it myself. Because he'll often call these teams similar names, you know, the high school ones, similar names as he goes about picking the games. And everyone's seen his football picks from previous years. And we'll see how I do this week. Generally, I have done very well. You're thinking, well, Miracle Man, why do you only pick five games? Well, I'm going to pick the Monday night game as well, but this week, I'm going to pick it on Monday night this week. I know it's something different, but sometimes you just want to change it up once in a while. And we'll just see what happens. Next week, I will go back, though, to picking all six of them Wednesday. If you're going out to the high school games, be respectful to the officials, please. Please, 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 please. Do not curse at the officials just because they made a bad call, an offside, a holding, an ejection that might be something you may disagree with. Things happen. Sometimes officials may make an illegit call. Because guess what, folks? I got a word for you. The officials are just human like the rest of us. And they demand our respect. And when you disrespect an official, or you throw something or whatever on the field or something, you didn't like something the other team was doing, that's not being a good sport. Sportsmanship is very important. Oh, by the way, sportsmanship is really important in being a good sport, regardless of what game it is. I honestly wouldn't care if it was an NBA game. I know, I was at a Pistons game once. And I will admit, I didn't do anything bad. I did yell loud when it seemed like he was going to do an ejection and eject one of the Pistons players. I did kind of yell out really loud, "Come on, ref," although it was a lot louder. I didn't swear or anything, but my brother kind of, you know, but then everybody started booing. Luckily, he didn't get ejected, but the other guy did shoot some free throws, and it was like, since that day I decided, you know, just don't make it so the whole stadium can hear you. if you're disgusted. And that's even if you're a little bit nicer and you don't swear, like how I didn't swear, but I was totally like, come on, ref, just be nice, you know. You can still boo if someone's booing and that, but just don't make yourself known because you're not being a good sport. His sportsmanship is extremely important. It really is. And that sportsmanship is something that these kids should be learning, part of it in high school, even before then. And as I said on Monday, good sports are always winners. It always pays to be a good sport. Even if you don't win the ball game, you're being a good sport, it's all good. Let me just see what time it is right now. It always pays to be a good sport. Always. Now, some other sports stuff. The World Series. Game one was last night in Boston. The Red Sox won 7-4. Game two is tonight. I think you'll see another Red Sox win for tonight. Pistons are doing pretty well in basketball. They got another good win. It is very early in the season, and even though you may be hearing me talk a lot about football, you are going to start hearing some about the Pistons from me, as well as the Red Wings, especially once the World Series is finished, because then, by then, we will all know, you know, everything summer-related, including baseball, will be over. Now, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague, no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us, Lord, to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, flood, crash, sickness, disease, any of this stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to be living great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for your Jesus until I see you folks again, which will be on Monday night. In Jesus' name. I sure love you. Now remember, until Monday night, God first and God always. So long, everybody.